they take this 60-second break between quarters, and we'll see what Coach George Cromer does to try to slow down the Kalignic Huskies. It seems so far that Kalignic has been able to pass over the Eagles' zone, which is kind of surprising with a good leaper like C.J. Roby and then Brandon Smith with good height and tremendous reach there. But they're really getting the ball around the perimeter quickly, and they've been able to get some easy layups off of that ball movement. So now the first horn sounds. And we want to thank the folks at Bristol Bay High School for their hospitality to us so far. Just here 2 weeks ago for the Sockeye Classic, and now back for the Elks Tournament. And as always, the administration staff here bends over backwards to make this a good time for all the visiting teams, players, coaches, chaperones, and everyone associated. Brandon Smith inbounds to C.J. Roby. C.J. goes behind the back, dribbles down, and misses a jump shot. The rebound comes down there to Kapokadek, who's pressured by Mallory Gunderson. He gets the ball off to Sean Nelson. He goes all the way down, lays it up with the left hand, no good, but it's tipped up, no good, by Edward Kapitak, and it's out of bounds off of Sandpoint, so Kalignic will maintain possession right below us here underneath their basket. 7:38 to play second quarter. Kalignic by 10, 24-14. Here's a three-pointer launched, no good, from the corner by Apokadek, and it's rebounded far side by C.J. Roby. C.J. taking it coast to coast, stops, kicks it out to Brandon for a three-pointer, and it's good from the left wing. Brandon with four threes in the game, 16 points, and it's 24-17. Kalignic not doing a very good job on the defensive end against Brandon Smith. Here's a nice give and go, and it just lays on the rim by Kalignic, but falls off. Brandon pulls it down, dishes to C.J. Roby, who drives up, goes up for the jumper in the lane. No good. Rolled off the rim, and it's rebounded there by Nelson. They bring it down to Travis Tunglin, goes in against Brandon Smith, and he knocked Brandon Smith to the ground, missed the shot, got his rebound, and put it back up and in. Brandon wanting a charging call there, but didn't get it. Now he brings the ball up against triple team pressure. The Kalignic coach wanting to travel and probably had a good argument. Saved on the far side by C.J. Roby. Kalignic increasing their pressure. Here's a long pass to cross court to Brandon Smith, and we're going to have a foul there. Looks like on number one, Sean Nelson. That'll be his third, if that's the correct call. Let's see what they put on the board. He was the only one out there. And that is a third foul on number one for the Huskies. His third, team's fifth. Brandon Smith inbounds right in front of the scorer's table. Puts it into Nicky Mack. Nicky dribbling, gets it back to Brandon. Brandon fakes a shot, goes up, drives, and goes up for a two. Off the back of the rim, no good. Here's the outlet pass for Olson. He brings it down against C.J. Roby. And C.J. is going to be called for a blocking foul, and the basket is good by number 55, Matthew Olson. C.J. got the position, but he got it too late. Only gave Olson about a half a step. And so C.J. got the bad end on both accounts there, taking a hard physical shot and then drawing the foul. The free throw is up, no good. Rebound bounced around, picked off there by number one, Sean Nelson, and he lays it up and in. And it's 30-17, Kalignic. C.J. Roby takes the inbounds pass, splits the defense, drives down, lays it up and in. Nice athletic move there by C.J. He's got 3 points now, and it's 30-19. The Eagles trailing the Huskies with 6:08 to play. Second quarter here at the 2010 Elks Tournament at Bristol Bay High School. First round action here. The ball is lobbed into Sean Nelson. He had Tunglin open. He gets the pass is tipped, and he gets it off the board and puts it up and in. Again, Sandpoint gets burned down low. Gets their 2-3 zone. The ball goes to Nicky Mack, and Nicky is tripped now at half court as she attempted to dribble around a defender. And the foul is going to go on number one, Sean Nelson, his fourth. And he's staying in the game. Four fouls in the first 10 minutes of play. And now we have a little confusion on the court. Troy Bowsley was going to check in, went in, came back out. And Chris Condy's in. Inbounds the ball to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory picks up her dribble, gives it to Nicky Mack. Nicky's on the floor, nearly loses it, gets it to Mallory. Nice play. Mallory goes up and lays it in. Nice play by Mallory Gunderson there. She went against a much taller Huskies player up and under and laid the ball in. Here's a drive now by Olson, and no good, and C.J. Roby grabs the rebound, lose the ball, rolls up over his head and down his back, and he gets it back to Brandon Smith somehow, to Chris Conde, down to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory dribbles baseline, and she's going to draw a foul this time. Looks like on Tunglin. And that will be. That'll be Tunglin's first foul, and I've got 7 team fouls. And that's correct. With 5:20 to go first half now, Sandpoint Eagles in the bonus. Mallory Gunderson to the line for 1-1. Sandpoint, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the region, if not the best. Mallory's first shot is up and good, nothing but net. 32-22, Sandpoint down by 10. Fast-paced game here. Second one is up off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound is brought down there by Tunglin. He dribbles down and goes around Chris Conde, goes up against Brandon Smith and puts it in, up and over Brandon. Tunglin now has 16 in the game, and it's 34-22. Sandpoint trails by an even dozen. C.J. Roby splits the defense, drives in up and under, and he's blocked from behind, gets his own rebound, and he's blocked again, and the ball is rolling on the floor, and we're going to have a traveling call there by Sean Nelson as he dives to the ground to grab the ball and then travels as he was looking for someone to pass the ball to while lying on the ground. Ball out of bounds to Sandpoint. Chris Conde gets into Mallory Gunderson, knocked away from behind by Olsen. The ball is lost, picked up by Mallory. Her pass is deflected now, and Kalignik nearly throws it away, but it's saved inbounds to Olsen, who misses a bunny there. And C.J. Roby takes the rebound on the far side, and he's fouled over the back foul by Edward Kapitak. Kapitak's second, team's eighth, and that'll send C.J. Roby the line for a 1-1. 4:41 to play, second quarter, 34-22, Kalignik leading Sandpoint. And now it looks like we have a timeout on the floor. And that timeout, a full timeout, called by Coach Gus Tunglin of the Kalignik Huskies. So we got 4:41 to go in the first half. Sandpoint Eagles trailing Kalignik 34-22. We'll recap the scoring for you quickly. For Sandpoint, leading the way with four threes and 16 points total is Brandon Smith. C.J. Roby with three, Mallory Gunderson with three. And then for the Kalignik Huskies, Travis Tunglin has 16, eight apiece for Sean Nelson and Matthew Olsen, and Chris Sapokadek has two. Sean Nelson with four fouls for Kalignik. Surprised to see him staying in the game, unless there was an error on the board. The last foul that was called was given to him and showed him with four, and that's what we have here on our score sheet. We're glad that you're with us here. I'm Rob Lanham on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM. Live streaming on the internet at apradio.org. We're bringing you the action from the 2010 Elks Classic here at Bristol Bay High School. Bringing the action to you live. We're glad that you've joined us. The first game of a triple header here today for Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball. C.J. Roby comes to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1 after the timeout. He puts it up, and off the back rim, no good. The rebound bounces around, and it's taken there by Tunglin. He gets the ball up ahead to Olsen. Olsen dribbles right side down the corner, leaves it there for Apokadek. No good. His shot, no good. The rebound is out of bounds off of Brandon Smith, but he had a couple of people climbing up his back. No call there, though, and Kalignik's going to maintain possession underneath their basket. Tunglin slaps the ball, passes it in to Kapitak. He gives it to Olsen for a jumper from the foul line. No good. Brandon Smith grabs the rebound. Brandon dribbles up the left side, launches a long three from the left wing off the back of the iron. No good. Mallory Gunderson with the rebound gets it to C.J. Roby. C.J. dribbling now, backs off, gives it to Brandon Smith on the right side. He throws up a shot. No good. And air ball, in fact, and it's taken on the far side by Olsen. He brings it all the way down. No one stops him. He lays it up. No good. That the rebound is put up and in there by number 22, Edward Kapitak, his first two of the game. Kalignik with a 36-22 lead. C.J. Roby splits the defense and drives coast to coast, goes down, fakes, kicks it out to Brandon, fakes a three, drives now inside the arc and launches a two. No good. Rebounded there by Kapitak. He gets it ahead to Olsen. Olsen stops outside the three-point line. Tunglin takes a three. His shot is short, tipped off there, and the rebound is grabbed by Brandon Smith. 3:30 to play, first half. Eagles trail by 14. Brandon Smith across to Chris Conde, down to Mallory Gunderson. In and out, no good. Brandon grabs the rebound, goes up, and lays it in. Nice play there by Brandon. Could easily have been a three-point play as he took some good physical contact there on the putback. Olsen brings it across the timeline for the Huskies. 3:13 to go, second quarter. Bounce passes over to Kapitak. To Olsen, down to Tunglung, inside to Sean Nelson. Nice give and go. The Eagles get burned on that one again. It's 38-24 as Nelson scores his 10th point of the game for the Huskies. Ball goes inbounds to Chris Conde, to Brandon Smith. Brandon goes down, lobs it for Mallory Gunderson, and her shot is rejected that time by Travis Tunglung, as he got a little revenge for a couple plays ago when Mallory drove underneath him and put in a nice layup over the much taller forward for Kolignik. Sandpoint windbound underneath their own basket. Chris Conde slaps the ball, lobs it out to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory fakes the three, dribbles down, pass it into Brandon Smith. It's knocked loose, and it's going to go off of Mallory's foot out of bounds. So 2:47 to go in the first half. Kolignik 38, Sandpoint 24. The Eagles seeking their third straight victory, but having a tough go of it so far. Here's a pass down for Tunglung from Olsen. He puts it up and in. Tunglung now with 18 in the game, and it's 40-24, Kolignik. Here's a lob pass by C.J. Roby to Chris Conde. He dribbles down the far side, and it's knocked loose by Chris Apakaduk, but that's going to be his first foul, team's ninth, and Chris Conde will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 for Sandpoint. They almost gave him the ball out of bounds on the side, but they've been in the bonus for about 3 minutes now. And that foul was on Apakaduk, his first, and team's ninth. One more, and we'll be shooting two. Chris Conde at the line. His first shot is up and good. Sandpoint continues very good free throw shooting. So far in this game, they're 3, 4, 5 of 7 from the stripe. Chris's second one is up off the back of the iron. No good. Taken down there. Strong rebound by Brandon Smith, and he puts it up and in. So an unconventional three-point play there for the Eagles, and they've cut the lead to 13 with 2:20 to go, trailing Kolignik 40-27. Ball is dribbled at the top, now lobbed in the middle to Nelson, kicks it out to Apakaduk, back to Nelson on this side. He gives it down to Olsen, and Tunglung scores, and he's got 10 in each quarter, 20 in the game, 42-27, Kolignik. C.J. Roby now with a jump pass to Chris Conde, gets it back to C.J. Boy, they had Mallory Gunderson all alone underneath and missed her. Throw it back out to Brandon Smith, and Brandon knocks down a three from deep on the right side of the top of the arc there. 42-30 with a minute 44 to play. Ball comes to Olsen, down to Tunglung, back to Olsen on the give and go. He drives around Smith, no good. Air ball, and the ball is out of bounds to the Eagles. So we finally have Kolignik miss on that give and go. They've been wearing Sandpoint out with that one. Chris Conde inbounds to C.J. Roby with the clock showing 1:30 to play in the first half. He dribbles against good pressure by Kapitak, goes around Tunglung, now splits the defense, goes into the lane, stops, kicks it out for Brandon Smith. Brandon fakes a three, drives inside the arc, puts it up, no good. The rebound is loose and tipped over to Sean Nelson. He comes down quickly, splits the defense, goes in, nice dish to Tunglung, and he scores again. Tunglung with 22, and it's 44-30, Sandpoint. Brandon Smith into C.J. Roby, back to Brandon, and he nearly turned it over, now does. Sean Nelson gets the steal, and he drives uncontested for the layup. Under a minute to go here in the first half, 46-30, Sandpoint trails Kolignik by 16. Chris Conde into C.J. Roby. Good pressure, full court by the Huskies. He lobs it to Brandon Smith. Brandon splits the defense, goes in for the layup off the glass from the right side. Brandon with 12 in the quarter, 24 in the game, 46-32. The ball comes down here now to Apakaduk, up top to Kapitak. Kapitak to Tunglung, fakes the three, gives it in to Sean Nelson, fakes out Brandon Smith and drives in for the left-handed layup off the glass. He's got 14, and it's 48-32, Kolignik. The ball goes to Chris Conde, who got away with carrying the ball and then just lost it out of bounds down to the right corner. And Chris a little exasperated there. 12 seconds to play in the first half. Now we're going to have three substitutions for Coach George Cromer as Heidi Jacobson comes in the game along with Timmy Lundgren and Troy Bowsley. Brandon, CJ, and Chris all take a seat. 10 seconds to go, 48-32, Kolignik. Olsen brings it up, kicks it over to Projects in the middle to Nelson. He gets it underneath to Tunglung, and he scores again. Looks like an instant replay, and the horn sounds to end the first half of action. And at the end of one half of play in a fast-paced game here, first-round action of the 2010 Elks Tourney here in Bristol Bay High School. The Kolignik Huskies lead the Sandpoint Eagles 50-32, and we'll recap the scoring for you quickly and then take about an 8-minute break and come back to you live for the second half. For the Sandpoint Eagles, Brandon Smith leading the way, and Brandon scored 12 in each quarter. He has 24, 3 for Mallory Gunderson, 3 for C.J. Roby. And actually, does Brandon have 25? I've got one for Chris Condi, 24, 31. I've missed a point there somewhere, 9, 10, 11. Okay, Brandon's got 25. He had 13 in the first quarter. 25 for Brandon, 3 for Mallory and C.J., 1 for Chris, and that makes the total 32 for Sandpoint as they scored 14 in the first quarter, 18 in the second, but they've not been able to keep up with the Huskies, who tallied 24 in the first quarter, holding a 10-point lead, and 26 in the second to increase their advantage to 18 at the half. Leading the way for Kolignik is Travis Tunglin, and Travis has 24 at the half. Sean Nelson has 4 fouls and 12 points, 8 points for Matthew Olson, 2 apiece for Chris Apokadok and Edward Kapitak. 6 and 12, 48. Maybe I missed 2. Let's see, 8, 14. Yeah, I missed 2 somewhere there for the Kolignik squad. But at the half, the score 50 for Kolignik, 32 for Sandpoint. And we'll be back with you in about 7 minutes for the start of the second half. We'll kick it back to the studio, to Kells Hetherington.
Thanks, Rob. We'll go to music. Thanks, Rob. We'll go to music right now, and then we'll be back with Rob Lanham in just a few moments.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP and K201 DA, King Cove, Alaska.